Hello there. Buenos dias. Bonjour. Today is the 25th of October, 2022. Oh, and in case you didn't know, this is your mind ranting. My name is Chris. Cristobal Crush. Whatever you want to call me. Hope you guys are doing well. So, I do want to apologize for missing out last week. I was busy setting up writing challenge and a couple of other things. And also getting over a little bit of a stomach flu or keto flu, which I'll actually talk about in today's episode. So I do sincerely apologize for missing out on putting something out for the degenerates out there. So for today's episode, just wanted to keep it tame. I actually wanted to read you the mini rants number 9 from the This Is Your Mind Ranting Substack newsletter, and I thought it was a doozy. This one came out on the 21st of this month. Every Friday I put together a post of things, people, or events that have irked me throughout the week, and make it digestible. So, gonna read that to you guys today. Oh, and in case you hear the updated quality in the audio, my wife ended up getting me a microphone, a set of headphones as well. Well, not that she got me the set of headphones, the microphone was new. But she did find a set of headphones for me to use in the meantime while I start recording on this new microphone. So far, I've been playing around with it. It's quite fun. And yeah, we're making slow strides here at This Is Your Mind Ranting. But nonetheless, we are moving forward. So without further ado, get into the mini rants. So, mini rants number 9, subtitle is Going Through an Illness, Card Games, and Starting a Year-Long Challenge. In the front cover of the post, my wife had baked a cake and she told me, my niece and nephew, to go nuts on it. Needless to say, I did go nuts on it. Added eyeballs, sprinkles, glitter, bone-shaped candies, shaped some fondant to make it look like a ghost with a halo on top. It's pretty bad, so to speak. So I can't really make things with my hands, but you know, I definitely have that. So passing that picture, you know, just saying hello, thank you for joining me on the 9th edition of mini rants. I'm going through a diet change, and unfortunately it has made me hate carbs even more. It has made this week horrendous, and I learned that diet changes really mess you up for the short term. Nonetheless, I am powering through this food poisoning / illness / whatever WebMD says is killing me, and I'm going to be ranting anyways. And then I write a PS, if you decorative cakes, boys got you. As I mentioned, the cake on that post. That's for anybody who needs to hire me to make their cakes. God bless you. So the first mini rant is the body is in shock. So wife and I decided to cut down on our carb intake because we got tired of that annoying stuff that comes with carbs like inflammation, grogginess, and empty caloric intake. It's no fun having to cut out delicious meals, tortillas, breads, cookies, dumplings, and chips. It's also no fun having such dependency on said carbs because, holy cow, the body will turn on you if you deprive of what it craves, even for a little bit of time. There's this whole switching over from glucose to ketones for energy process going on in your body when and switch over to a low-carb ketogenic lifestyle happening inside of you. And all the while, you're busting out in fevers, feeling nauseated, dehydrated, constipation, and your brain is unable to concentrate. Now, I've done a similar diet where I've lowered my fat intake to about to around 30 to 40 grams of fat, eating 27 to 2900 calories a day, and that went easier. Lean meats and processed, but sugar-free carbs were my friends, and they helped me to get over the lack of fried foods during that time. None of those debilitating symptoms that come with cutting carbs were experienced during the extreme fat cutting. During this carb cut and the accidental carb gorging during my birthday celebration, I grew irritable and felt pounding headaches. Any thought of bread would haunt me. My wife fared no better, but she started a couple days sooner. She passed through that flu stuff extremely well. I'm a bit more of a pussy. And at this point, I don't think I could cut out all the carbs, but I definitely don't want to experience those symptoms again. Low carb is fine enough for me. That means tacos on low carb tortillas, one jalapeno cheese filled bolillo per week, and protein, lettuce swapped style burgers if I want fries. Ooh, just a side note, I absolutely love In-N-Out, and it's a shame that I've kind of held back on the whole protein style lettuce wrapped burger thing for some time. I usually get a 3x3, some fries, and water, or that was the easiest thing to switch out was the soda, because I had cut out soda for some time. This past weekend, I was offered a cup of soda, couldn't turn it down. Turns out there was no cold water, and I hate room temp. But easiest thing was to cut out the soda. Hardest thing to cut out was the bread. Anyways, that was a side note. Moving on. I applaud people who can live on the ketogenic diet or just on lowered carb diets for anything longer than a few months. It takes serious willpower to walk through the snack aisle and not wanting to fill your cart with all the cookies, muffins, chips, and assorted variety of carb-heavy morsels. We'll see what comes out of this. Thanksgiving and Christmas are gonna suck ass, but I think we'll be fine. I hope. So, rant number two is about being hustled by young guns. I love card games. Am I any good at them? Fuck no. But there's something thrilling about having an ace and a king when you're playing blackjack poker. It's cool to use body language to deceive the opponent into folding a good hand, all while you're taking their money. What is not cool is losing your chips to a young child who you taught to play a card game over and over again. My niece and nephew are great. They tend to be on their tablets and electronics just a little bit too much. Well, most kids do. They hate reading, and they're probably getting tired of hanging out with old people, their good old uncle. The nice thing is that they do enjoy card games like Uno, Loteria, and Taco, Cat, Goat, Cheese, Pizza. Which, by the way, if you haven't played that game, it is good fun. It's best to play with more than three people. And just be aware that you're going to have a lot of hand slapping. I should have just played those games with them. I should have never tried to taught them how to play blackjack. They actually enjoy the rush of taking a hit card to try to get to 21. Not drugs. That would make me a terrible person. They like playing my games, and I hate to admit that I was a victim of this once or twice while playing these games. They've learned to see right through facial expressions and hand movements to determine whether someone was going to go bust during a round of blackjack. The addition of playing chips, poker chips, or blackjack chips, betting chips, make the game even more challenging, because these little shits will either bet big or they'll place a bet and then take it back. I don't even fight them on this stuff anymore. How they learn to play so well, I have no idea. Maybe it's card counting. Maybe it's just that they're little manipulators of psychology. Maybe they practice on their own. Maybe I've helped create little monsters. Just wanted to play with others, since no one else I know enjoys really playing with cards. Our last game, on my birthday, ended with me only winning 4 matches out of God knows how many games. Side note, we were playing for quite some time, literally almost to the time where it was, where the cake was being put out for me to blow out the candles. So, did get kind of intense. They're very competitive, I'll tell you that much. I appreciate that level of play from them. Maybe they could teach me a thing or two, just so I can win some darn games. So, that was quite fun. And then just, you know, to add to that just a little bit more, they'll come up to me sometimes where if I'm not doing homework or I'm busy not writing, they'll just come up to me and ask if I would like to play a quick round blackjack with them. And there have been times where I want to say no, but you know, I consider each of those games to be a precious memory. I'm sure they do too, or they find it to be a challenge. Well, if they're beating me, it's not really much of a challenge. But anyways, here's the final rant. Rant number 3, daily ranting challenge. We have a picture of a note that I decided to take a screenshot of and posted for the internet. You know, the internet is ruthless when you put things out and you don't follow through. So I figured the only way that I think I was going to succeed in this life is if I decided to put this out. And the picture says, goal by next year, starting today, October 17th. Write online every day, no matter what. And at the bottom, I just write, what the hell did I just sign up for? So anyway, on to the rant. I tend to jump into things without much thought, and often they're left undone, way too often. So if I want to change the habit of not finishing things, I must replace it with the habit that requires finishing something every day. David Goggins' voice is in the background, yelling at me to do something every day that sucks. James Clear's message of starting small habit changes and making incremental changes is starting to get a little annoying. I decided that the only habit that would suck and be small enough for me to build up as a good habit would involve writing. This past Monday, I've challenged myself to write online every day for a whole year. I mean, every day. I made a proclamation on Twitter and I posted my note on Instagram as well. Now, it's not the worst challenge to come up with. Plenty of people, I'm sure, have done it before. It's just going to be hard for me. After 5 days of writing straight, I feel good. Most of what I'll write will be posted on my Twitter. The rest will be posted on Substack and Medium, and I'll probably introduce a couple of rants podcasts as well. The slump hasn't gotten to me yet. The need to take a break might creep in an hour or two. But no matter what I tell myself, I have to see this challenge all the way through. I've got to get this done. Even if it's the biggest accomplishment I will ever complete in my life, I still want to say that I did it. I don't need anyone to celebrate that, not even myself. Because after I complete that, maybe I'll challenge myself to write for another year. I've been writing for a long time, even before I started this newsletter and the blog. I just haven't put the work out there because I thought it was hard to do so. So, this should prove fun and challenging, but there is no fun in going through life without challenges or struggles. This is just a little bit of a struggle that I decided to put myself through. So, to the challengers of life, try not to make any decrees on the internet, because you'll have to follow through with it. Here's to another 359 days of this shit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes another edition of Mini Rants. Until next time, please stay safe. Don't teach kids to play cards and challenge yourselves every day. Adios. Whew. So that was a doozy. After I had decided to, after I had posted that, I realized that this challenge might be a little bit more than I chewed off. You know, it doesn't take too much to post, I want to say, 200 to 500 words a day. Most of what I write isn't all inspiring. Some of it's just, you know, daily reminders to be grateful, or it'll be just about a boring adventure that I've gone through. And so I just sat here before I started recording the podcast. I started realizing that I have plenty, and I mean plenty, to write about. And I just thought my life was boring, but gotta look outward, so to speak. So I went through a whole week of writing from Monday to Sunday. Wrote yesterday, wrote today. I might actually write another one. And the funny thing is, even though I don't have a word limit to what I write, what I've noticed just in the last few days is that after I finish writing and just publishing my work, I feel the need to keep going. I feel like there could be a book that comes out of this. There's already multiple ideas I have for the rest of this week that I think are going to be good. Like I said, I have 51 weeks left on this challenge. We'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. Crossing my fingers that I make myself sort of proud. And if I fail, then I guess I'm just going to have to start from day one. But the object is not to fail. So we'll see what comes up. Anyways, guys, that will do it here today. I hope you guys are well. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to be doing a few updates on the podcast, maybe some logo changes, maybe a maybe finally we'll get that co-host. We're going to probably end up just doing a weekly co-host. I'm going to figure out how we can do this whole talking over the phone microphone business, and yeah, we'll see what happens. First guest will be kind of funny. Most likely will be somebody related, because I definitely want to hear what they have to say on the current political climate. Not that they should even care, or that we should not care. Damn it, where was I going with this thought? We probably might talk about politics. We might probably talk about tacos, our favorite meal, tea when we're drunk. We'll see. So until then, thank you. Please take care of yourselves, and I'll catch you all in the next one.